This is The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. Let's head to the ski slopes. But no, we're not going to talk about fake snow. A lot of skiers and snowboarders love to ride in uncharted territory outside of ski resorts. They go out of bounds in search of the real powdery, deep snow, but that can also put them in harm's way. I'm talking about avalanches. Researchers are studying the decisions skiers have made on mountaintops, the paths they have chosen, good and bad, in hopes of getting more people to replicate the smart choices. Marcy Krivenin reports.
Blaise Reardon was in his mid-30s when he was nearly buried in an avalanche. He was with three friends in Canada. They set out from a cabin, and the snow got deeper and visibility worse. Suddenly, an avalanche came barreling down.
You know, it was pretty terrifying, I think is, you know, really the only way to describe it. You know, just enough time to look up and see the snow coming, and then, you know, we're all tumbled and thrown down the slope. It definitely felt my skis pulling me under the snow till they came off.
One skier was partially buried, but amazingly, no one was hurt.
I actually don't like to talk about it, not because I'm embarrassed, but because I don't want the memory to get weakened. I'd like to keep it and make sure it keeps me out of trouble in the future.
Reardon admits he overlooked signs of danger. At one point, his ski pole pierced a hollow layer of weak snow. Many skiers fall into similar thinking traps, but scientists believe some mental pitfalls can be avoided. Today, Reardon is a safety instructor for the Colorado Avalanche Information Center. The center warns local residents about areas that are too dangerous to ski.
So I think Beaver Creek is right on the other side of this stuff.
Yeah, those up slopes.
Yeah, that I had. Yeah. And so I haven't been up this side because I've looked.
He and a colleague are heading to the middle of nowhere to do some training. We turn onto a dirt road, and big peaks rise up in the distance.
Do you see avalanche terrain around us?
See the slope where it's really white there, and there's no brush? That slope has slid sometime this year. Those are steep slopes. They're generally shaded slopes that are going to have weaker snow, and they're big.
Forest Service workers from a nearby ranger station are the students.
So can everyone power up their beacons? Let me know if you're not sure how to do that. Check your battery power.
The students are holding what looks like small walkie-talkies.
Right, so
like Pac-Man.
Right?
The beacons talk to each other. If a skier gets buried under the snow, his device sends out a radio signal that tells the rescuers how close they are.
Is it a countdown?
No. Yeah, like when he gets close enough, it goes down to one. And the closer he gets,
the lower the number gets,
correct.
Avalanches are triggered by people or weather. Wind, rain, snow, and sun can stress the snowpack to its breaking point, causing it to fracture and release. The National Snow and Ice Data Center says some avalanches travel up to 80 miles an hour, and a big slide can release enough snow to fill 20 football fields. Researchers at Montana State are trying to understand why people take mental shortcuts and put themselves in the path of that danger. Professor Jerry Johnson studies human judgment, and his team is collecting GPS data from the smartphones of skiers. The project is called TRAX.
The logic behind this is that your footprints are really a track of your decisions.
The data show a map of each skier's route and information about decisions made along the way. 4,000 reports or tracks have been submitted from users in 15 countries, in mountain ranges from the Tetons in Wyoming to Scandinavian peaks.
There's a group in Norway that is very active. They send us these very long tracks from the middle of December and January. They go out and do all of their backcountry skiing in the dark.
Just a handful of scientists are studying skier psychology in hopes of bringing down the death rate. The researchers in Montana aren't just studying the mistakes skiers make, but the successes and why people make it home safely.
By combining a couple methods, we think we have a pretty good, not only pathway, but sort of the psychic state of people.
Emotions can drive decision-making. After a big snow, a skier or snowboarder may ignore avalanche warning signs to get to untouched powder, like a sort of powder fever. or people sometimes overlook danger if they've successfully skied the route before. Getting too caught up in the moment can be fatal. Safety instructor Blaise Reardon says after his close call with an avalanche in Canada, he now uses a checklist before he leaves the house to avoid emotional decision-making in the backcountry.
That's definitely an experience that's kind of shaped how I approach things, and just, you know, that awareness is really important. I don't want to die in an avalanche.
Back at the avalanche training, it's cold, but in the Central Rockies, you get used to deep snow and dressing warm. Everyone has on down coats, hats, gloves, snowshoes.
So now, this is you've got your box, you right. Probe.
Now you probe.
Student Jen Austin is poking at the deep snow with a long metal pole, hoping to uncover a cardboard box, the stand-in for a buried body.
I could definitely see how in a situation where someone's life is on the line, how this could be pretty intense.
Since the beginning of the ski season in December, 9 people have been killed in avalanches in the U.S. Most were skiers. I'm Marcy Krivenin for The Pulse.
Oh, we're punching right through the cardboard.
That would be the cardboard.
Okay.